I want to talk about something I saw in the British Council that is very weird to me. My name is Jenny. I've been working in the British Council Hong Kong for nearly 2 years, and this is a comfy place to work because it's very modern, the building, and it's clean. We've got sunshine from outside the window, and surrounding us, there are different international big hotels, and they are like Shangri-La, Conrad, and it's like a business area here, and an ordinary office area. And last Sunday, I saw a very strange thing here. We were having lessons with the children. They are 4 years old, and we were in a very big classroom. And because it's very big, so we separate it into two areas. That means we have got two classes there, two teachers, two different groups of children. And we started to have the lesson as usual, singing, playing, and asking them if they are well that day. And suddenly, the teaching assistant from next door came into my classroom and screamed, saying that, "There is a pig! There is a pig!" The teacher looked at me, and I looked at the teacher. We were like, "What? What's going on?" And then so we left the classroom. We went into the next classroom, and then we saw a real pig. It's a wild pig, we believe, and it's very big. It is black in color, and I can't believe I could see a pig in outside the British Council in such a business center in Admiralty here. So all the children were very excited to look at the pig, and we were so close with the pig, and it's like the pig was just outside the window in the garden outside, and we were behind the window inside the classroom. And because of the children, they were so excited, and they were screaming and patting the window and scream, "Piggy, piggy, piggy." And then we were like, I think we did something that made the pig excited as well. It started to use its very flat big nose to hit the window. It's like trying to enter the classroom to have lessons with us. And we messed around for about 10 minutes, and then maybe the pig was started to feel bored, and so it left the window, walked away. And another strange thing is the pig walked upstairs to another garden, because the garden outside is separated into two different areas, downstairs and upstairs. So it walked upstairs, and it's very strange to me. So after the pig left us, we went back to our classroom, and then we had our lesson again. But it's like we all can't calm down, and we were thinking about the piggy, and the children were screaming, "Piggy, piggy." And then it was a very interesting day.